Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
To the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I recognize this from a Guitar Hero.
'74, kids. That's rock and roll right there. Rick Derringer for no reason whatsoever. See, now, I know we haven't started on that.
If you were in high school in the late 90s, like me, you were introduced to that through the Dazed and Confused soundtrack.
Correct.
Of course.
Which was standard issue.
Of course.
Had to be in every car.
I'm glad. I'm glad you guys learned it.
Both volumes.
The whole sound, yeah, both volumes are great.
Both volumes.
Yeah. Comedians Pete Lee and Ben Bailey both going to phone the program separately today. Ben Bailey from Cash Cab. Our buddy Pete's got a new documentary out. And with some other friends, Tom Segura and Chad Daniels. And we got Mr. Skin, the top nude scenes of 2017. Petey Mack will be here, break down all the football over the weekend.
Dude, we really need to break it down. Can we just talk about it?
No. It needs broken.
Petey's got to break
it
down.
Does it need to be broken down?
Break it down one time.
Yeah.
How about if we dissect it?
No.
Can we do that instead of breaking it down?
No. Break it down.
One must break it and crush it.
Break it down.
Can we just lift it and separate it?
No lifting and separating.
And putting it in compartments? Or do we need to break it down?
Break it down.
It has to be broken down?
Yes. So that it can be better viewed.
And then once we break it down, do we put it back together? Or do we just leave it broken down?
We leave it there. So that other people can come in and fix it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I always wondered why we had to break it down.
Yeah.
Hey, your team lost yesterday. Ours didn't.
Yeah. Well, that's because...
Are they going to blow it? Are they going to blow it? The Vikings going to blow this thing?
That's because of matchups.
Oh, is it?
It's all about matchups.
All about matchups. Of course it's about matchups.
Okay, then.
We'll break that down, too, later.
No, actually, I'm kind of glad.
Well, don't say you're glad they lost.
No, because
that's stupid.
They cannot win 14 games in a row or whatever.
I know.
They couldn't keep up that pace.
I understand.
Oh.
They got to drop one in there somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, so it may as well be now.
Yeah, but with Wentz getting hurt now, you could maybe win the home field advantage. You need to win.
I would like that. I would like home field advantage, but, you know, the three coming up, they're all trap games.
Yeah, they are.
Cincinnati, that should be an easy win.
No, it shouldn't. They're a decent team.
Cincinnati?
It's the NFL.
Cincinnati
man.
Got the smackdown put on them yesterday.
Yeah, they got beat yesterday. Okay.
The Bears.
Okay. Oh, the Bears beat them yesterday.
Right. So, you know, you never know.
No, it's the NFL. Anybody can show up.
The Packers?
I mean, the freaking Browns suck ass. They almost beat the Packers.
If Aaron Rodgers comes back, he's kind of pissed off at the Vikings. I think he may try really hard to beat the Vikings.
Well, no, he's going to try not hard.
No, but I think
he would try hard no matter what.
He's going to put a little extra effort into this one because he is kind of pissed.
You're a defeatist.
At the Vikings. And then who do they end up with? Chicago.
All right.
They got Chicago.
Who beat Cincinnati?
Yeah, they beat the Steelers weeks back.
Did they?
Yeah. It's the only team the Steelers lost to in that
the
division.
Early season, wasn't
they
it?
Beat the Packers, Vikings, and the Lions. And
sure,
lost
the Packers
aren't counted, though.
Yeah, well, that's
I'd
true.
Love to see the – but the Eagles have to lose a couple games.
Wentz
and the Vikings
is gone.
Want playoff, home field advantage throughout, where they don't have to leave their own beds.
You need to win yesterday for that.
Yeah. Except to play.
Mm-mm.
Carson Wentz is done. You should have a clear path to that
Should
one.
Should have won last week, this week, you know.
Yeah, but Nick Foles seems capable. He stepped up and did pretty well when
he's not Wentz.
Carson Wentz went down.
Wentzylvania is in mourning today.
Yeah, they are, which is funny.
Yep.
I don't want anybody to get hurt.
So is Bismarck.
Mm-hmm.
Bismarck's very confused.
They are.
Because it's full of Viking fans, but they all want to cheer for Carson Wentz.
And if they play in the playoffs,
yeah.
There's going to be Bozos with those half shirts on. half Viking, half Eagle shirts on. Unless you got kids playing on both teams, you should never wear that.
I'm pretty sure North Dakota
never wear that.
Is full of them.
Yeah.
Today is Green Monday. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but retailer. No. It has to do with retailers slashing prices, trying to bring in last-minute shoppers.
Yeah. Last minute. This isn't last minute. I love that.
It's a great Foreigner song, though.
Remember last minute was...
Green Monday. Green Day.
Isn't last minute like next Monday or next Thursday?
Sure. I would think
so. Yeah, this isn't last minute.
Well, if you're shipping...
Yeah. Oh, I got it. Yeah.
If you're buying online, you're getting pretty close to the last minute.
And I think this is an online shopping event somehow.
Monday morning. You're right, because it has to be when you're back at work.
Yeah, last minute.
In your cubicle, not doing dick.
Well,
to us, last minute is a convenience store Christmas Eve.
Speaking of work, I saw a little article about what meetings do and how much money meetings lose. And I don't know how economists do this. I'm not going to argue that part. But the amount of money that companies in the United States lose by having meetings that are unnecessary is outrageous. It's really high, like in the millions, billions.
Yeah, they might as well be shopping online.
We were just sitting at one.
Working the social media.
We sat at one last week.
Oh,
and we don't usually sit in meetings for that reason.
I mean, that didn't necessarily take away from any productivity on our part.
No, we were done. That was OT. I put that on my clock.
That was OT.
We had OT. I was at work 7 hours that day. What the hell's that about? I got home. I thought, oh, my God, counting the time I showed up for work and the time I got home, that's a little over 7 hours. That is not what I signed up for in this gig.
That's 7 hours in the office.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Not to mention the homework that we have to do.
Well, I'm not counting that. I'm kind of actually being there for 7 hours. It's not what I signed up for. And I know you're driving to work right now and looking at a 12-hour day. Well, that's on you. I didn't sign up for that. So in those meetings, I'm done.
Yeah, if you want to bum everybody out, ask them how many meetings they have to go to, or how many meetings have you been into in your life, and how many of them have actually been productive?
Well, we don't have that kind of life.
How many times have you walked away from a meeting saying, my, that was productive. My, we got a lot accomplished.
That was the article I read. It was on the social media about just meeting.
Of the time.
It just happened to be something after we saw one.
Is a meeting just for the sake of a meeting. Because we always have meetings at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another meeting at this time. And we always have a meeting at this time. Well, what do you got? Well, same crap as last time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it said? Because that's been my experience with meetings.
Well, it just said the productivity, money-wise, the companies lose from,
Well, and if your whole point of having the meeting is just to, rah-rah the troops... Just skip the meeting.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Some do, though.
No. We're not in that. I'll give people a little bit of a break because we don't have that kind of job at all, but because it would take 7 hours.
Yeah, if we were here.
If I had a cubicle joggist, you probably want to be in a meeting.
8 hours a day.
That eight.
Without napping in the middle.
Hey, I am not going to apologize for napping. I had 5 hours sleep last night. Screw you all. But I'm going to be in bed here in 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a minute too soon.
No.
Well, then you can have your little brainstorming meetings. Let's come up with some ideas that we'll never execute because they cost money or whatever reason.
Yeah.
Let's come up with some really big ideas. Well, what the hell for?
What did somebody? They saw us sitting in this meeting. And you said one of our sales girls said, "Do you? Those guys lose a bet? Why were they at the meeting?"
She asked me if you guys had lost a bet.
That's funny.
I mean, she's like, "Wow, that's cool that they're here, but why? Why?
Yeah, we knew why.
What happened? Yeah.
We learned our lesson.
Yep.
We had a little gathering the other night where we met with advertisers. I don't mind that kind of stuff.
Oh, that was different. That involved alcohol.
Oh, yeah, that was fine.
Wasn't bad.
I can schmooze if you want me to.
I can drink.
I can drink and schmooze.
In the morning.
New book called The Big Redhead Book, written by Erin LaRosa. Erin with an E-R-I-N.
She a big redhead?
I don't know how big she is.
You called her The Big Redhead Book.
I did, but it has nothing to do with the writer.
The book might be big.
What's it about?
Redheads.
All right. You like redheads.
I think a lot of people do.
Oh, yeah. I like the pretty ones.
Exactly. And you could say that about anyone.
I know.
You like the pretty ones.
I like the pretty
ones. About whatever trait you want, you could say, I like the pretty ones, and you know,
I'm with you.
You're there.
Yeah.
So Aaron says that gingers represent 2% of the population.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Or true gingers.
Yeah. Yeah. The rarest combination is the redhead with blue eyes.
Whoa, that's probably they're the devil, aren't they?
I don't think so.
That'd be freaky looking. Probably hot though.
Well, you know, you've seen them.
If they're pretty.
Amy Adams apparently is a redhead with blue eyes.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
I like her. That's a good choice.
Yeah. Research indicates that redheads have a higher threshold for pain and need less vitamin D than everyone else.
So you can spank them?
No, that's that sun vitamin.
No, I mean higher threshold
pain
for pain.
Thing.
Oh, the pain, yeah.
Threshold for pain, yeah.
Well, what's the point of spanking them if they don't feel it?
Good point, Craig. That actually is a good point. We're talking about grown women here, not kids. Relax. Don't think it's weird.
Even better.
It's about grown women.
So some of the facts in this big redhead book written by Aaron LaRosa. They don't need as much vitamin D thanks to a higher concentration of red hair and pale skin in cloudy European environments. Redheads adapted a greater ability to create their own vitamin D.
That's evolution you're talking about there.
When a redhead goes outside, they produce more vitamin D in a shorter amount of time than people with other hair colors.
Got it. That makes sense.
I guess so.
Yeah. That science is crazy.
Redheaded women handle pain better.
Once again, what's the point of
spanking? They can tolerate up to 25% more pain than people with other hair colors.
You get spanked harder then.
Comes from being a redheaded stepchild.
Yeah.
They get beaten.
Get your ass kicked.
On a regular basis, and they have evolved over the centuries.
That'll lead into a clip from the SNL, too, we'll get to in a second.
Yeah. Redheaded women feel less pain when pricked by a pin.
You said pricked.
And they are harder to sedate.
Well, this come from a serial killer? This is weird. This is a guy that kidnaps women. They're harder to sedate.
Hey, female.
Okay, got him.
Sleep for me all the way down.
They're harder to sedate, and they don't feel pain.
Yes.
So,
they feel 25% less. Or, you know, they can tolerate 25% more pain, rather. They found that it takes 20% more general anesthesia during surgery to put a redhead under.
Man. That's crazy.
Yeah. How much more you got to roofie them? Jess Cosby.
Well, now, they say that while a brunette may only need one shot of Novocaine at the dentist, a redhead will need two or three. I don't know how many roofies that translates to.
Plus, he's got a chart out there. He's got a chart. It's not even on the computer, just a chart.
Get a couple of vouchers in here. Eric?
Yes.
Are you a redhead?
Or did you marry one?
No. Divorcing one today.
Today?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not going to ask you if she feels pain, because that means you might be spanking her. can you relate to any of these things, or why are you divorcing her?
Mething around.
Oh, she screwed around on you, huh?
Mething.
Oh, meth.
Mething.
Oh, mething around.
Oh, and they probably need three times as much meth. You know, it's like blonde.
Is that why you're dumping her? Then obviously you're divorcing her because she's doing meth.
Yeah, I've got a kid involved and stuff. And
I'm sorry about that. All right, she just wanted to call and call out your woman. You're divorcing.
Yeah, not so much. Just divorce him. Yeah.
Okay. All right. This guy here's redheads. Divorce him. Get out.
Well, I heard divorce the meth head. Not necessarily the ginger.
But she was a redhead. That's why he called.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Divorce them, he said.
Yeah, divorce them.
All right. Here's another Eric, and he is a ginger. Not married to a meth head.
Eric, could you take a punch better than a regular, a brunette or a blonde guy?
From what I've heard, yes.
Oh, really?
Really?
All right. But you wouldn't know if you had a higher pain threshold because it's painful to you.
Right.
You know, I mean, you wouldn't. I don't know how you wouldn't know that.
Yeah, you have nothing. He has nothing to compare it to.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. No.
Right.
Are you? You got blue eyes?
Yeah.
All right.
How tall are you?
6'1".
What are you wearing?
Give push your number. What are you wearing? So, what we say? We said it. How about Novocaine? I want to know about that. Do you have to get two shots?
Last time I had a tooth pulled.
They almost had to stand on me to try to yank it out, and I think they shot it three, if not four times.
Oh, so this is all true then? Yeah. Okay.
And
did they know that redheads need more after the, or is this a new study?
I told them that.
Yeah.
Is that just Novocaine, or is it all medication?
Does it take? Well, that was just an example. General anesthesia, it says here.
Okay. Yeah. You ever had an operation?
Yes.
And then did they tell you that they put extra stuff to put you down? Or
did you wake up screaming in the middle of it?
That would suck.
That would.
Yeah.
I think they put me under enough that I don't remember it, actually. But hey, guys, you have a great day.
Thanks
for your show. I got to get to work.
All right. Thank
you.
Thanks, sir. You want to get, I can't hang, guys.
Right.
Let me go. You called us, dude.
Right.
Thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Yeah, but I didn't expect you to keep me on the line for 10 minutes. Thought you guys would be quick about it.
Yeah, exactly. I got to go. Thanks for the show. Appreciate that.
Well, at least he was more articulate than out.
Yeah.
Apparently, redheads feel hot and cold temperatures more severely than other people. They say the redhead gene, MC1R, may cause the human temperature detecting gene to become overactivated, making redheads more sensitive to thermal extremes.
What color are Nicole Kidman's eyes? Because they appear blue in this picture.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, if you were looking at a picture, why are you asking us?
Yeah.
Well, just for confirmation. She might be wearing blue contact.
Oh, she's basically opaque, too. Her skin is opaque.
You know, that's one of those things that you can type in, like, how tall is someone, or when is their birthday, or... you can also say, what color is their eye? I bet that shows up.
So if Keith Urban's spanking that, she probably can take it then. That's what I'm thinking of.
Well, better than some people.
Right.
There are native redheads born in places like Papua New Guinea and Morocco who have darker skin. There's a Hawaiian word
they eat
for,
their poo-poo.
There's a Hawaiian word for Polynesians with red hair. They believe they are the descendants of fire gods.
Yeah, that's...
I think so.
This list, Nicole Kidman has blue eyes.
Blue eyes, okay.
Yeah. All right. She's a pretty girl.
So she's the, what, 4% you said, Craig?
Yeah. 2 or whatever.
Yeah, and this piece I'm looking at lists Rihanna as her redhead.
Okay.
I think that's a bottle job.
Yeah, it's got to be because she's a black woman. I don't think a black African-American person can have red hair. I don't know.
No, they can't.
I'm not talking about dyed, growing out her head. It's rare then? Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's very rare.
I think you're okay.
But it does happen. A report by Upstream Analysis found that 30% of the TV commercials that ran during prime time feature a redhead.
Does the carpet match the pubes?
It would have to.
In order to be natural, yeah.
Yeah. They found that 30% of the TV commercials that ran during prime time prominently feature a redhead.
Hot ones, too, usually.
Well, it would, yeah. At one point, CBS showcased a ginger every 106 seconds.
Because they're different.
Yeah.
They're different. And they bring you luck, I've heard. No, that's a dwarf. Find a redheaded dwarf. Holy crap.
You know who see you.
Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones is?
Oh, she's gorgeous, man. Yeah. I watched enough seasons of that, yeah. She was a wild one.
It looks
that
like
was name. That was what she was. She was a wildlinger. Like
to have blue eyes in this photo
she
as
is
well.
Hot. I think she's actually engaged that one dude in the stud on that show.
From SNL.
Oh, yeah, speaking of redhead stepchild. This is a little skit where James Franco is hosting a spelling bee. This kind of spelling bee I'd want to see. And then it's self-explanatory, but it's James Franco is the guy reading out the words.
Your word is berate.
Could you use it in a sentence?
Berate. I'm dead inside because my stepfather used to berate me with insults and emasculate me with feminine nicknames. Berate.
Could I get the definition, please?
Berate. To use insults and feminine nicknames such as Stupid Susie Tampon Princess to emasculate your stepson and make him dead inside. Berate.
Okay. Berate. B-E-R-A-T-E. Berate.
Congratulations, that is correct.
Do we have the clip of the later on? Because Puss had to turn it off because his daughter was watching, but we can actually play it on the air. I've heard it before. It's... And is there any more of the spelling bee on there?
No.
Okay.
No, that's what I've got.
We got to get the end of that spelling bee. You've taped, right, DVR?
Yeah, I got it off out
yeah.
of here.
Yeah, when he talks about the other word and keeps going back to the other word, the one you had to turn because your daughter's yeah. watching. That's we could play it on the radio. It's actually it was on Saturday Night Live, so we can play it.
Yeah. The fetish.
Oh yeah, that part.
That word.
He keeps going back to it, but it's a great bit. I love how he just keeps going berate. That's a spelling bee I'd like to see.
But he repeats that word too.
Yeah, he does. It's great, and that's not even the word they're using until they go back to it. You got to hear it. Well, it's self-explanatory. We'll get it a little later when Puss picks it up. Puss is talking to a redhead now.
Not is anymore. He?
No.
Nope. Scared her off.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was a dude.
Right. Andy Dalton checking in.
Apparently, there's a thing called scromiting. According to NPR, doctors in the U.S. have invented the phrase scromiting.
What is it?
Following the increasing number of cases where patients are unable to stop screaming and vomiting in hospitals.
Oh, wow. God. I thought it was just in real life.
I thought it had something to do with a scrotum.
So high. I kept thinking scrotum, too. Yeah,
that would be scromiting.
Yeah, I know. But I always go right to the scrotum.
And if you're vomiting out of your scrotum, something's wrong.
Oh, yeah. It's not vomiting.
The condition known as cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome. Okay, has only recently been recognized by medical experts. According to NPR, it's linked to heavy drug use.
Aren't you walking past that room?
Oh, an emergency room doctor in Sacramento says she's seen a spike in scromiting cases since California passed a law allowing recreational marijuana last November.
Oh, no, we don't need bad word. We don't need bad stories about weed, Craig, because that's all the right needs to shut that down. Too much scream. Do you guys ever scream and vomit when you're high?
I have not.
Okay.
Never.
All right.
In the history of smoking weed.
And that's a long time.
Chalfante Lanie Queen told how she would suffer episodes of violent retching and abdominal pain that left her unable to stand for days.
Violent retching.
She went to the hospital around three times a year for two decades before it was found that, well, she got to quit smoking the weed.
Well,
it had contributed to her illness.
Well, that's just her, then. A lot of people react different to different drugs.
Well, I'm not sure what your point is.
Trying to defend you weed heads. Bad weed news is not good.
You have to give both sides.
All right. But yeah, I've never heard this.
That's why we have to tell you.
I know a lot of stoners.
That's why it's
you.
Called news.
All right.
It's new.
All right. But some people can't drink, and they puke, too, and scream. So they just don't do it.
Okay. Well, these people didn't realize it was because of weed.
Okay.
Because you wouldn't.
Yeah, because nobody really took that angle before, apparently.
Syndrome first described in 04. There's no cure for the condition, so they ask that you just quit using your marijuana if you suffer from scromiting.
And that's the sole cause of it? It's not a combination of things?
Apparently not. That's what NPR says. I just learned that from NPR.
It just sounds like a horrible combination, doesn't it?
Throwing up, vomiting.
No, and then screaming at the same time. How do you scream and puke at the same time?
I can't answer that.
I think you scream so hard that the puke then follows.
I can't answer that. It doesn't even sound like a real story coming from NPR.
No. That could be fake.
But that's what NPR is reporting.
I'm looking for some audio here, what that would sound like.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Does it come on hours?
I've given you the information I have.
After you smoke? Because you think someone could analyze. You know, every time I smoke dope, I scream and vomit. I think somebody could maybe figure that out.
You would think so.
Yeah.
It makes sense that they would.
Hang on here.
Yeah, or one of their loved ones would notice. You know, that seems to happen, that screaming and vomiting thing, every time you smoke dope.
It seems to.
Well, maybe I'll quit for a couple days.
Well, that's asking a bit much.
Yeah, it is.
I can't find the puke. I put the puke in there. Yeah. I think I just replaced it with you.
So
I got no scratch. That's my screaming sound effect. For some reason, you're breaking a leg in that situation.
Yeah, there's
too.
No broken bones.
No, yeah.
Bones.
All right.
There's weed smoking.
Screaming and puking.
And that's obviously not a redhead because they can handle those bones.
They can handle the pain, exactly. Just divorce them. We heard that earlier. Get a redhead, divorce them.
Well, if they're methy.
If they're methy.
They're a little methy.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.